How did the wives of the Prophet ﷺ remember him in his absence? And how would our wives remember us in our absence? If we were to disappear today, how would our spouses remember us? Would they remember that we were hard on them, that we used to raise our voice, that we used to argue, that we used to force our opinions on them? How, sisters, would your husbands remember you, that you constantly nagged him, you asked him for this, you asked him for that, you very seldom gave him good compliments about himself? How did the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remember him? One statement, which is so beautiful, from our mother Salama radiallahu anha, really sums up the entire equation. She says that after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when any hardship would befall me, I will remember the absence of my husband. When any difficulty came upon me, I will remember the absence of my husband, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that remembrance, any difficulty that came upon me will be completely overshadowed by the absence of my beloved, my husband, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now maybe some of us are driving with our wives now and we're feeling the pressure. We're listening to this CD now and we're feeling the pressure. Or with our husbands, we're feeling the pressure. I remember, subhanAllah, after Ummahatul Mu'mineen, many brothers came to me and said, "Ya akhi, you put me on the coals, man. I was with my wife and every time you said something, she would look at me and say, see. So perhaps we're saying to ourselves, how do we compare to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as husbands? Of course she missed him. He was the Prophet. But let me give you an interesting quote by a woman who died just recently. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon her. Who, she said that for the near 40 years that I lived without my husband, whenever difficulties would present themselves to me in my life, I would remember his absence. I would remember him. And with that remembrance, I would gain strength. And that was Mrs. Betty Shabazz, rahimahullah ta'ala, the wife of Malcolm X. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him. Maybe some of us are asking, how can we put the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam into a family perspective? Yani, how can I apply this absence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the life of my family? Very simple. When was the last time as a family you sat down and reflected on some of the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam? When as a family was the last time you sat down and watched, for example, a program about the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Or read some of the ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a family and discussed him and engaged in discussion about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a family, if we're not engaging the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in our homes, it is though metaphorically he's dead in our homes. And where's this sadness? Where's this absence which was shared by the children of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The third area of impact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his mark was on his friends. Now, let's ask an important question. Who was the best friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we're to ask ourselves this question, who was the best friend of the Prophet? What would you say? Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali, Aisha? No. The best friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was most close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Abu Bakr was very close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is well known that at the time of the death of the Prophet Muhammad, Abu Bakr, he exhibited great leadership qualities. However, one should never assume that he was not overcome by sadness, that he was not overcome by emotion. However, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he came from the madrasa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was trained by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he was able to overcome his emotions and overcome this great, great difficulty by what he received from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from education. However, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he wrote some poetry about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, "The eyes are crying. The eyes around me are crying, but it doesn't bother me." You know, usually when you hear, if you have small children, you can relate to this. They keep crying, starts to bother you. Here Abu Bakr is saying that eyes are crying around me, but it's not bothering me at all. Why? Because this crying is haqqul sayyidi, is the right of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, with the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these eyes who are shedding tears around me in abundance doesn't bother me. Why? Because it's the right of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Abu Bakr, he begins to describe his friend, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "The possessor of great blessings and wonderful behavior and great fidelity and morality. The one at the moment of severe difficulties will be the first one to run to you and help you." This is how the Prophet Muhammad is being remembered by his friend Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, how is it that we can have any fun or establish any type of happiness after your absence? Indeed, I would rather be dead and join you and be with you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course, he's saying this out of his love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But a quick question. This is how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu remembered his friend, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How long was their friendship? Some of the scholars of Sirah say that Abu Bakr and Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam were friends as children, all the way up until the age of 63 years old. From that time, Abu Bakr had been with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how did he remember him? Now what about us? If our friends were asked to witness for us or against us, maybe they'd only been our friends for a few hours, for a few weeks, for a few years. What type of witness would they give? What would they say about us? Oh, he liked to hang out in the mall. Oh, he liked to talk bad about people. Oh, she liked to talk on the telephone with such and such. Oh, they were doing this or that. Oh, he didn't pray. Oh, he didn't go to the masjid. Oh, he used to make fun of the sheikh. Oh, this, that. The scary thing is that many times we see our friends as being those who are the best supporters of us. But remember, if you are engaged in something bad with your friends, they're going to be witnesses against you, not for you. When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those same friends that you're hanging out with and doing things, they're going to come. And Allah is going to ask them, مثلاً, was such and such in the club? And you're going to say, I wasn't in the club. And then here comes your friend, the guy that picked you up to take you to the club. And he's going to have no choice. He's going to say, yeah, he was in the club, ya Allah. I saw him in the club. I'm the one who picked him up. So we're doing these bad things together. We're thinking that, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we're Muslims and we're together and we're doing these things. But it's going to come back to haunt us. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, الرَّجُلُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ, that the person is on the religion of their friend. Let's look back. Let's look at our friends. What type of legacy are we leaving amongst them? The fourth area of impact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had was on his enemies. Abu Sufyan, he became a Muslim on the day of the conquest of Mecca. But before that, we know he was one of the greatest enemies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He plotted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his wife even maligned the body of Hamza radiallahu anha. However, later on, alhamdulillah, they accepted Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. Abu Sufyan, subhanallah, after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this person who was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam by saying, this Prophet who removed doubts from us by what was revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he guided us. So never fear as long as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us is a guide. And then Abu Sufyan, he said something remarkable. He said, فَلَمْ نَرَى مِثْلَهُ فِي النَّاسِ حَيًّا وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ عَدِيلُ. He said that we never saw anyone in the life of the Prophet ﷺ who was like him. And there is nobody from the people who have died who will be equal to him before his death or after his death. ﷺ. Today, Muslims, we face many difficulties. But there is a difficulty really that has to shake the hearts of every concerned Muslim. And that is that for many years, Muslims have been criticized since the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in recent years, a new area of criticism has appeared which really should cause us to worry. And that is that the morals of the Muslims are being questioned nowadays. Never before in history were the morals of the Muslims questioned. Abu Sufyan, he was an enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he was asked, is this person a truthful person? He said, yes. When he was told that his daughter married the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that state of being an enemy of the Prophet, he still said, I could think of no one better to marry her than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently in my community in the States, something happened which really shook me and caused me to think about this. A non-Muslim neighbor who lives pretty close to the masjid where I live, one day she came home and she found a car parked blocking her driveway. She found a car parked blocking her from getting into her own driveway. Immediately she went to a building because she said, I know that these people are the ones who had to do this. What building do you think she went to? SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, she went to the masjid. The first thing that she thought of was that, what? I'm going to go to the masjid. She came to the masjid, and unfortunately, guess what? There was a brother with his keys, saying, you know, I'm sorry, Islam means peace, Islam is a religion of peace, Islam is a religion of organization. Come on, akhi, you have to show it with your actions. So now, this era of the ummah, we are in danger because the morality that we possess is being questioned. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was accused of being a magician. He was accused of being a poet. He was accused of being a madman. But no one ever attacked the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This represents a first, that this ummah now, people are saying that we throw our shoes in front of our house, we're not clean, we don't smell good, and so on and so forth. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We should feel some ghira, we should feel some honor and some jealousy. Subhanallah, the morality of the Muslims is being brought to question.
Assalamu alaikum. Isim taxidis. Gimchalila gempala.
Hey, Englishman.
Sorry, Pastor. Hey,
you know,
Simtex cities getting the best quality. Number one, low silver bottom. She's shining too much, kakulu. Just try and you'll buy. Serious, I can't have no problem. Mhlamba, if you are getting the complaint, we are not going to bolala, you know. Just come for another one. I will change it. Sizo change, change.
Hey, give me that, man. What are you talking about, bolala and all? You want to kill the customer?
Hey, boss, I was just joking. And if you phone a lomali back, Sizomnik, no problem.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. We'll give you your money back. Ish, this English. 40. Long time. When your city gonna scratch, just come and tell my boss, ne? Maybe we're going to help you, okay? With low free city. But don't tata my chance. Remember, Simtex cities, number one.
Ha! Pass. Oh my goodness, I can't believe you.
Moshelo Edvet, ne?
What?
You're right. Hey, get out from here before I give you one.
Simtek CD Productions, bringing the sound of Islam to you. Simtek Islamic CDs. South Africa's leading Islamic media and audio CD manufacturer.
Please proceed to the next CD.